Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Did you notice the kind of size of the moon, by the way? Like, I noticed over the last couple of days. I mean, a couple of days ago it was big and orange, but yesterday, like this morning, last night, is what I'm trying to say there, is the full-on supermoon, apparently, according to all the reports. Quite close and big and orange. A bit like Donald Trump. And today, if you didn't know, is Love Your Pet Day in the US. But it's one American trend I'm happy to follow. So today, I suppose, is an extra good excuse to pamper our interspecies family members. And yeah, still talking pets there.
Nikki and DeMello's
It's a very, very
weird world.
Best news of the week for many, me included, I think. France's Fencing Federation. Now, that's not people that make border walls. I'm talking about, like, you know, sword fighting, dueling, fencing, right? Has now recognised lightsaber dueling as an official sport, granting the iconic Jedi weapon from the Star Wars universe the same status as traditional fencing blades. Now, if you're wondering, thankfully science hasn't actually managed to create literal lethal laser weapons. But these are like LED lit rigid polycarbonate replicas. They are pretty cool, but they're light sticks, babe. Glow sticks, big glow sticks. So I wonder, I don't know. They've got a whole scoring system and stuff organised to make it happen. But I wonder if you get bonus points for the one that makes the best, like, woom, woom noises when you're fighting.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
It's DeMello plugging you in today with, well, the biggest news in the entertainment world today being the passing of legendary fashion figure Karl Lagerfeld. He's died at the age of 85. The German-born Lagerfeld had a prolific career that spanned nearly 70 years and at the time of his passing was creative director of both Chanel, where he'd been since 1983, and Fendi, as well as overseeing his own brand. New York Times called him the most prolific designer of the 20th and 21st centuries and a man whose career formed the prototype of the modern luxury fashion industry. He famously dressed A-list stars like Nicole Kidman, Princess Diana, Claudia Schiffer, Jennifer Lopez, Cate Blanchett and Madonna. And in a rare interview here with CNBC, he described his childhood.
I hated to be a child, huh? That's why I could speak English, German and French when I was six. No, I had a nice childhood in a period when the world was not that great. There's nothing I can say against. I'm not still recovering from an unhappy childhood. No, everything was perfect. I never played with children. I only was sketching and reading.
Destined for stardom. Karl Lagerfeld gone at 85. Halsey has recently tweeted that she's hiding the biggest secret, but has clarified that she wasn't talking about having a baby. In fact, she says, after taking to Twitter recently to clear up rumours, people think my latest tweet is me hinting I'm pregnant, she writes, which means either I'm gaining weight or acting weirder than usual. Joke's on you, she says I'm doing both, but still not pregnant. So, not actually sure what her secret is. Perhaps she's a robot, baby. I don't know. In the wake of recent pneumonia scares and hospitalisation, Ozzy Osbourne has cancelled 5 gigs on his No More Tours to tour. They were set to take place in Australia, New Zealand and Japan. Sharon says he's through the worst part. His doctors, though, have advised him to stay home to recuperate for a full 6 weeks. The affected shows, China, Sydney, Melbourne, Christchurch and Auckland, after, of course, Osbourne previously cancelled a string of UK and European performances due to sickness. And good news, if you're a Jonas Brothers fan, bad news for the rest. Us Weekly reports that Nick, Joe and Kevin Jonas are reuniting.